You're listening to the Moon Griffon Show podcast on KPEL965.com.
News Talk 96.5 KPEL, Brobridge, Lafayette, broadcasting from the Matthew James Tax Pro Studios. Find them online at MatthewJamesTaxPros.com.
I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Their convention starts today with President Biden in prime time tonight. Speaking weeks after he stopped running for re-election, he'll make the case for Vice President Harris to replace him, and she'll accept the nomination Thursday in Chicago, where Fox's Jessica Rosenthal reports.
Paris G from Atlanta is part of an activist group representing black female voters.
Just seeing the groundswell of support and the energy around the campaign, I know we have a long way to go, but I'm so excited.
Dr. Henry Ficklin, a delegate from Georgia, says he's been on board for Vice President Harris as the nominee from jump.
She gives a wonderful outlook of what our country is going to be with under her leadership and how she wants to lead and take care of people.
Most people I talked to said they do not feel Harris needs to do a hard-hitting interview or hold a press conference in order to win.
Before the Democrats' speeches tonight, there will be a Republican-Trump rally in York, Pennsylvania. Fox Business Network's Grady Trimble's there.
With the economy in focus today, former President Trump will visit this factory behind me where they make products for the nuclear and defense industries. He'll be here this afternoon spotlighting what his campaign calls anti-American energy policies of the Biden-Harris administration and, by extension, the Harris-Waltz ticket.
As Democrats convene in Chicago, there are also pro-Palestinian protesters upset with the Biden administration's support of Israel and the war in Gaza. Secretary of State Antony Blinken tries to broker a ceasefire deal in Israel today.
It is time for it to get done. It's also time to make sure that no one takes any steps that could derail this process.
Hamas has rejected in the latest offer, saying Israel changed the terms. We're getting reports out of Connecticut the day after flash floods swept two people away with a car in Oxford, that one has been found dead. Phil Donahue has died. He's a TV legend whose talk show that started in 1967 ran for nearly 30 years. He broke ground on a format inspiring Oprah and many others. Phil Donahue was 88. His family tells NBC Today's show he died after a long illness with wife Marlo Thomas by his side. America's listening to Fox News.
I opened a gold IRA with Noble Gold Investments. There's no better vote for your financial safety than precious metals. So Noble Gold Investments is giving away up to 10 1-ounce silver Trump coins or a 10-ounce silver American flag bar with a qualifying account this month. Just use promo code Trump. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
The best things in life, they come in twos. Two scoops of ice cream, two tacos. And now for a limited time, get our best deal of the year. Buy any phone when you switch to Consumer Cellular and get 2 months of service free. That's right, the same fast, reliable nationwide coverage as Big Wireless, now with 2 months free. Proof the best things in life really do come in twos. Visit ConsumerCellular.com or call 1-888-FREEDOM. Second and third month of monthly base service fee waived for new customers with the purchase of a phone and activation by September 2nd, 2024. Taxes, fees, and third-party charges.
Cities around Lafayette Parish are growing and fast. What are the mayors doing to keep up, and how does that affect you? We find out every Wednesday morning at 7 when we talk to the leaders of each city about what they're doing and what they plan to do as more residents and businesses move in. Tune in for Mayor's Minutes, Wednesday morning at 7 on News Talk 96.5 KPEL, on air and on the KPEL app.
All right, folks, let's get started. Parents, thanks for coming. As many of you know, I'm Coach Mather. Tonight I want to talk about the season, of which I only have one expectation, that everybody gets stronger. When I say get stronger, I'm not referring solely to physical strength. Sure, we'll be in the weight room, we'll be running stairs, but we're also going to focus on developing mental toughness and grit, because those are the characteristics that allow us to achieve greatness both on and off the court. So, how do we develop those things? By getting comfortable with a challenge. By cultivating the confidence necessary to overcome adversity in all forms. That's why I coach. That's my purpose. Every member of this team can lean on me, and I'll teach them how they can lean on themselves and each other.
This message presented by the LHSAA and the Louisiana High School Athletic Directors Association.
New pet dreams.
Will he catch frisbees?
Will she be friendly?
Will he chase balls?
And lifelong wishes.
Will they be healthy?
Start with regular veterinary exams. Call your veterinarian today. A message from your local veterinarians.
Bikers Against Child Abuse empowers children to not feel afraid of the world in which they live. For more information, visit bacaworld.org. Our helpline is 866-885-9474. BACA, breaking the chains of abuse.
This hour of the Moon Graffon Show is brought to you by 1% Lists Acadiana. Call Shannon LeBlanc today at 337-522-0682. Save on fees, not on service.
The views expressed in the following show are those of the hosts or hosts only. They do not represent News Talk 96.5 KPL or Town Square Media.
Welcome back, Moon Graffon Show. Great to be with you on a beautiful Monday. Of course, Monday being the best work day of the week. As you know, you get the whole week to get it right. We hope to get it right for you today as we've got some state, local, national issues. DNC starts their craziness today as they build fences around the convention to keep people out. And amazing. They want everybody to come in from the country. Don't show an ID. If you get into their convention, you better have an ID, you better qualify, or you're not even going to get through the gates and the fences they built. Wonder why they do that for the DNC, but they don't do that for the rest of us. The good news is nobody's going to be raped in the DNC, and nobody's going to be shot probably at the DNC, and nobody's going to be murdered at the DNC, but they got fences and they got documentation. Are you not in that building? It's amazing, huh? Look what they see. If you look at what the left's doing, and this is what Marxism and all this stuff's all about, you protect your few that are around you, and then everybody else will live the life that they call you to live, which ain't a good one. That's the DNC. That's what they're saying. Barricades all around the convention. And yet, no barricades to protect the United States of America, the people coming in this country. It's the hypocrisy. And the ignorance and the lies of the DNC are phenomenal. It's just phenomenal to watch something like that. I did not watch the Republican National Convention, not much of it. A little bit of Trump's speech. I'm going to try to watch some of this. I like a good laugh. I like comedy. And this is comedy. It would really be funny if it wasn't so sad. It would really be funny if it wasn't so sad. Example. Another example. You're going to not find anything positive in the DNC. Nothing that's going to say make America great again. Nothing to say we need to be a great country. Because they don't believe we are a great country. They don't believe we can ever be a great country. Everything, let me tell you what, they should have called the DNC convention Christmas in August. Because you're going to hear every new program, every bit of money that we can give to people. As much money as we can give to everybody, you know. Like buying a house, $25,000 or $35,000. Every new homeowner. Kamala said she's going to build 4 million new homes in 3 years. Or 3 million new homes in 4 years, whatever it is. Don't matter because it ain't going to happen. Somebody said we got a housing crisis and a shortage. Yeah. So what happens when you let 15 to 20 million people come over here? It causes havoc on the people that live here and that belong here. And if you're illegal over here, you don't belong here. But this is what happens when you got policies of the left. This, folks, we're watching it play out in front of our very own eyes. And when it comes to voting, if they can cheat, steal, lie, they're going to do it. You know it and I know it. So you will see no hope at a convention if all they're doing is promising and playing Santa Claus. Christmas in December is what they ought to call. In August is what they ought to call the DNC. Christmas in August. By the way, speaking of that, y'all know who I got to meet I think it was the first time. I might have met him one other time. I was at a restaurant on Friday, me and Maddie.
And somebody came over there and said, hey, got somebody who wants to meet you. And so I went over there, and it was none other than Cleo Fields. Dustin Miller was there, too. He's the healthcare chairman. I've been on his rear end, too. But they were real nice. It was all cordial. Had fun, laughed, caught up with them. Cleo, I said, Cleo, how's your race going? He said, oh, it's going real good. I said, well, it should. They built the district for you. He just fell out laughing. He said, if you can't win your own district that was handed to you. And in all fairness, it was all in fun. But Cleo laughed, but at least I was serious about it. He laughed. He fell out laughing. I said, how's your race going? Going great. So it ought to. I mean, you handed a district. And of course, and Dustin Miller, and Dustin was real nice. And he said, man, stay on us, man. We need to get on. I said, it don't affect your voters. I said, you and Cleo can vote any way y'all want to. It don't affect y'all. But I said, the Republicans are the ones getting mad at me, not the Democrats. I said, they don't get mad at me because they know their voters, they got them. And he just laughed. But they were real nice. It was just cordial 5 minutes, and had a lot of fun. As usual, me breaking ice, having fun, is not an uncommon thing. For you people that think that, boy, guy on the radio, he's real horse's ass. Not at all. But it was just all in fun. Anyway, so the DNC has their nightmare for the next, what is it, 4 nights? And then, oh, Kamala Harris, and you have Barack Obama. Hillary Clinton was me speaking tonight, and Joe Biden. They're going to get them, they want them on and off the stage as quick as you can get them on and off the stage. One can't hardly talk, so says nothing. And one of them, whatever they talk about, doesn't mean anything. Who cares what Hillary Clinton got to offer? And nobody understands Joe anyway anymore. So, I mean, that's a wasted Monday night. I got to ask myself, to watch the DNC, you got to ask yourself, do you want to waste a night of your time? They have nothing to offer. They're not offering America the free. They're not offering America go be the best you can be. They're offering America, here's what y'all have to think. Here's what we're going to tell y'all. You got to believe in what we say. You can't go against what we tell you. Whatever we tell you is what you need to believe. And if you believe it, you're going to be better off. And you're not better off. You're not better off than you were 4 years ago. You're not better off than you were before COVID hit. You're not. You can't explain to the left how inflation destroys a country. Because they're going to keep printing that money and spending that money. That's why I get mad, as you know what, at the Republicans, because they're driving the same bus when it comes to spending money. We got always an excuse, and yet all I got to do is explain. See, I guess I'm a different cat. If I was in Washington, I would explain, and I would be voting against bills and money and all this spending, and I came back home to my district, and my district got mad at me because I didn't want to spend $1 trillion on something so somebody can get, some fat cat can get rich and some good old boy network person could get money in a project. And I'm saying we broke. We can't do none of this stuff. I tell them to vote me out. I look at everyone and say, vote me out then, because I'm not going over there and just spend that money. And somebody would say, well, you'd be out. Exactly, I would be out. I couldn't do what they do. Everybody is you know, that's what I'm saying. DNC is Christmas in August, because all they're going to do is sit out there and spend that money, and they spend it, and Republicans take it too, and they bring it home to their districts, and they just as guilty as the people who voted for it. Yeah, they go around and say, well, I didn't vote for that. It's amazing. I don't know how much of it I can watch. I just know they got barriers around the United Center, and if you want to get in there, Democrats to honor Jesse Jackson at the DNC. Yeah, because he accomplished it. He accomplished so much. And folks, let me tell you something else. If you're looking at a presidential poll, don't do that to yourself. It's state by state. That's why Electoral College is so great. Number one. Number two is don't pay no attention to that stuff. You know, everybody watches. Let me tell you what you do. You go home, you go watch this on TV. And this is what they always do in politics. That's why I don't do it anymore. I never do it. You watch it. One day you feel good. Next day you feel bad. Next day you're up. Next day you're down. Next day you feel pitiful. Somebody calls you. You read this poll, and this poll got you up and down and all around. I can't live like that. I know how important the election is. I do. I know how important the election is. And most people can only do one. They can go vote and go tell as many people as they can why they're voting for somebody. And I'm starting to believe, how do you outvote Santa Claus? Who doesn't like Santa Claus? Who doesn't like somebody that will come up to you and give you money? I mean, everything they're doing with financial policy, I've been preaching that from here for years now. Everything they're doing financially makes no sense whatsoever, has no fundamentals. I've sat down with bankers and people that handle money, financial advisors, left and right, had them on this program. None of what they're doing financially makes any sense. The worst thing can happen in this country is inflation, and it's happening in a big, big way. For them to start putting out, oh, it's getting better, it's not getting better. If something was costing you $10 and now it's costing you $20, when it gets back down to $10 or $11, then I'll tell you we've done a lot better, but it's not. It's got a better chance to go on to $30 than it does $10. That's what by this DNC is such a joke. You know? Somebody says, see your accomplishments and what Jesse Jackson considered accomplishments aren't the same thing. Jesse Jackson accomplished everything he wanted and then some. Yeah, I'd agree with that. Every time they win, we lose, basically. If Jesse Jackson has accomplished anything, then America probably lost. Same thing with Biden and Harris. Or it's Obama, though. Well, I think what's Obama on tomorrow? Obama and Hillary, Bill Clinton supposed to? I don't know. I ain't checking the lineup, but I'd love to see them try to sell Kamala Harris. You know, this is their spotlight. This is what they like to do. Obama's a Marxist just like the rest of them. It's sad. Anyway, I'm gonna try to watch some. By the way, when I get back, if you hadn't heard what they're gonna be doing at the DNC, that you're gonna get a kick out of Kamala Harris price fixing and everything else, all that and more, and a little state stuff as well. You're listening to the Moon Griffon Show. You'll spend your money in retirement. What comes to mind? Probably travel, sunny beaches, and spoiling your grandchildren. But a recent survey found that over 30% of every dollar a retiree spends goes to taxes. Baby boomers were told for years to save money in their IRAs and 401ks and pay taxes later. Well, now that day has arrived, and boomers are shocked to see a third of their money going back to Uncle Sam. John Blanchard and the Matthew James Financial Group can help. What if you could protect all or most of your retirement wealth from future tax rate increases? Achieve a zero or near zero effective tax rate for most of your retirement years. Find out more. 337-366-8366. Isn't it time you got a second opinion on your wealth and retirement outlook? Learn how you could potentially kick the IRS out of your IRA. 337-366-8366 and online at MatthewJames.com.
Louisiana is unique. The food, the festivals, even the bugs. It's termite season. Did you know termites are responsible for over $1 billion worth of damage in Louisiana alone? For over 60 years, J&J Exterminating has been shielding homes and businesses. 100% guaranteed against termites, pests, and mosquitoes. Louisiana owned, customer focused. J&J Exterminating.
Call him today, make the pests go away. J&J Exterminating.
Get the shield.
Yeah.
Line One is a business telecom provider. Line One specializes in cloud-based communication with superior customer service. If you're frustrated with phone bills you can't understand, endless hold time to customer support, and phone system that is not meeting your needs, then you need to go to Line.One and schedule a free consultation to advance your business phone system. Line One, technology with a human touch. Go to line.one and tell them Moon sent you. Again, that is line.one.
Insurance company.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. What a day. Great day to be with you. Somebody, by the way, Matthew James, Business Tax Reduction Hotline, John Blanchett and gang, always ready to serve you. Somebody just sent something to me that makes a lot of sense. It was, I didn't say the person that sent it to me makes sense. I said what he sent to me makes sense. Little shot back. I got a picture of this lady and this little boy, and it says, if everything is so great now, you know, Kamala Harris and Biden did such a wonderful job. Why are they promising to fix everything on day one? Think about it. Think about what Kamala's talking about doing in the Democrats. We're going to do this and we're going to do that. But you had 4 years. You had 4 years. All of a sudden, we got a great housing program. We're going to give people $25,000 and $35,000 to build them a new home or buy a home. You ever heard of inflation doubling really quick? I mean, if everything's so good, I mean, so good, then why are they proposing any changes at all? You know, because everything is so good. It's Trump's fault, like somebody just said. I mean, inflation is jacked up. You can't only pay for something. People, record credit card, record debt, record inflation. If it's so good, they shouldn't have to change anything. They ought to be able to run on their record. They can't run on their record. They got to play even more Santa Claus. Now, here's my favorite Santa Claus of all. Only leave it to the Democrat Party. You know what they're going to do? You ready? Planned Parenthood, that wonderful, wonderful organization that gets paid federal money to survive, to offer free vasectomies, abortions during the DNC. Is that not nice of them? They'll kill your baby for you. And then you can go in and watch the DNC convention. Planned Parenthood Clinic will be offering people free vasectomy. And by the way, if you have one of those, then you won't produce any more children. You see what one world government type people think? It's the same Venezuela, Russia style. Nobody wants to believe this. And you think voting against Trump makes you feel good like some of the never Republicans, never Trump Republicans. They're going to kill babies. And then we'll make it where you can't have no more babies. We'll make it where men can't have babies. Wonder how many vasectomies will be performed on women. I'm just asking. If you're a woman, you get to kill a baby. If you're a man, you ain't got to ever worry about having one. What a future plan for America. What a future plan for the whole country. Kill a baby. That'll really help them, huh? Or, hey, don't have any more babies. They don't seem like to me they're planning for a future at all. Planned Parenthood's Great Rivers, the Chicago Abortion Fund, and will be providing free vasectomies and medication abortion at Planned Parenthood Great Rivers Mobile Health Clinic. By the way, according to New York Times, the Mobile Health Clinic was set up block away from the DNC. The mobile health clinic. Why don't they just call it a death clinic? Why are they calling it a health clinic? Somebody in a, you realize an abortion, somebody comes out dead every time they have one. That's not too healthy for the baby to come out dead. Man, this is your new Democrat Party. We're going to have it right here. Why don't they, during the, you know what would be good, the Democrat Party, if they would do this? Why don't they have an abortion on stage so everybody can watch it? Why don't they do the ultrasound? Oh, don't talk ultrasound with people that believe in abortion. They don't want no part of the truth. Why don't they do a live abortion on the stage to show everybody how good that is? I mean, this is what they stand for, the side of trying to win elections. You know? Show them. Why not stand up? It's what the Democrat Party is. I mean, gee whiz. I mean, what a way to get people to come. And then they got it fenced off, of course, just for the important people to have their documentation to go to the DNC. You better have your documentation. If you don't have it, you ain't getting in, and they got a fence around it to not let you in. Why don't the DNC have a convention and they treat it like we do our borders? Just open the doors. Whoever wants to come in, come in. Why do you think, folks, they don't do that? That's what they do to you and me. I'm telling you, if one person who votes Democrat can really look up and see what these people are doing to them, not for them, they never vote Democrat again. I think the DNC ought to be open to the public. Anybody can come in. That's what they tell me, the big tent. We got everybody coming. Really? Then why are you putting a fence around? Why are you put fencing around the DNC? Let them come on in. I'm sure you got some volunteers that would do an abortion on stage so everybody can see how good this is. DNC, party of filth, party of pure hate. I got the armed guards, everybody ready to go. Take a break. You're listening to the Moon Griffon Show. With 5 locations, I always make it a point to visit Superior Grill. I love the food there. It's authentic Mexican food with a Louisiana twist. That menu has all your favorites, nachos, quesadillas, enchiladas, tacos, fajitas, hand-cut steaks, and the best margaritas in the state. You go to Superior for lunch or dinner, and folks, you're going to thank me for it. My lovely bride and I eat at Superior Grill every chance we get. They're on Line Avenue in Shreveport, Government Street, and Holland Road in Baton Rouge, and they're on St. Charles Avenue in New Orleans. But look, their new location in Lafayette is now open. Lafayette, you've been clamoring for it, and now they are open on Collie Saloon. I want to see Superior Grill packed with folks from Acadiana. The best Mexican food with a Louisiana twist is found at Superior Grill. Shreveport, Baton Rouge, and New Orleans, and now Acadiana on Collie Saloon in Lafayette. This is Moon Griffon. I will see you at Superior Grill. This is Moon Griffon talking about another great Louisiana company, Hudco Roofing. Louisiana has some pretty crazy weather at times. Torrential rains, gusty winds, especially up north. Hail, and of course, hurricanes. You got to remember your roof protects everything, you and your family and most of your possessions. And that's where Hudco Roofing comes in. These folks aren't just your average roofers. They're the number one roofing company in the state. Whether you need a repair or a brand new roof, Hudco Roofing has you covered. Hudco is a CertainTeed Select Shingle Master and takes every roof all the way down to the decking to make sure there's no hidden damages. Hudco Roofing is also a state certified installer of the fortified roofing system. And that's a big deal, especially during hurricane season. Hudco specializes in residential and commercial roofing systems and coatings. Anywhere in Louisiana, you can get a free roof inspection and quote from Hudco Roofing. So go to HudcoRoofing.com. This is Moon Griffon. I trust Hudco Roofing of Louisiana, and so can you.
Do you crave...
This hour of the Moon Griffon Show is brought to you by 1% Lists Acadiana. Call Shannon LeBlanc today at 337-522-0682. Save on fees, not on service.
Hello, welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. What a day. Great day to have you with us. 844-766-6607. Matthew James, Business Tax Reduction Hotline. Somebody wrote, well, there's one good news. Demo's getting vasectomy. I get it. I see what you're saying. No more leftists, huh? Somebody said we call it the Do Not Care Convention. No, I'm telling y'all, it's Christmas in August. Just watch it. You know? Just watch it. Watch the lies and made-up stuff that never gets checked. It's just incredible, incredible to watch. So, by the way, somebody reminded me, too, the downtown Chicago area, where they're having this convention, they've asked for people not to tell them, don't go to work this week. I mean, just don't go to work. I mean, you know, it's going to be such a nice, safe convention. Well, the only place it's going to be safe is where they put those border walls up around the convention, you know, to let the people in they want. Why not have a convention like you treat our country? Everybody comes in free. It's open to the public. Don't matter what group comes in, let them come in. Okay? Don't charge them anything. Pay for the tickets. Subsidize all the tickets for everybody. Subsidize the cold drinks and the food and everything. Let them eat. And let them come in and join. And by the way, why don't we let them all vote in the convention? Because you want all these illegals and people to vote anyway. Y'all ought to have, if you want a Democrat national, and then have an abortion on stage. How about a trans operation on a 10-year-old boy? You know, show people what you stand for. That's what they stand for. Show them how we're saving the planet. I'm sure, how many people are going to talk about the planet and the Green New Deal? That's the part I like to watch. I just like to watch people in total ignorance and a sham that's a sham from hell. But why don't they just show them who they really stand for? Why don't they show pictures and slides on a big convention center, you know, a big screen? Why don't they show pictures of what they did for black people in the inner cities? Let's see how they're living behind the scenes. Let's see what the Democrats did for the African-American community. Got that film going through at nighttime. See what goes on. You know? Y'all ought to show when you legalize all the things you want to legalize. Let them show them, that ought to be, let them smoke dope and everything else you want to legalize. I mean, I just think it would be a hell of a Democrat party. Somebody made another good point. Let them read some library books out of children's section that talk about sex and get a bunch of four-year-olds gathered around, and you can talk about sex with a drag queen. By the way, drag queens will be prevalent in this. Why don't you let somebody from Hamas beat up a Jewish person? I mean, you'd be showing who y'all are. I mean, really, you ought to just demonstrate who you are, what you're trying to show. They ought to show film of Venezuela and Cuba, okay? And all these places that they want to be like, show them how everybody's prospering. Go through the roads and streets, how beautiful roads and streets and cities, how everybody got jobs and they like it and it's easy living for them. Show them what socialism and Marxism really does. Show films of that. They're going to show film of anything that shows the truth because there's no truth coming out the mouth of this convention. Not one thing. Not one thing. So I'm saying all you're going to do is talk about all the money and things they're going to give away. How much you want to bet Barack Hussein Obama goes back to his great presidency? I hope Barack Obama talks about the fundamentally transforming of America. I do. I think that'd be great. But they ought to show films of what socialism and Marxism really looks like. I mean, I think that would be a better convention. That way, let everybody know. Show them the COVID and everybody wearing masks. How that really stopped everything. It's silly. All right. There was a couple other things. I came across another one. Yeah, 3 million homes in 4 years, Kamala Harris. Why didn't do that in the last 4 years? By the way, you realize the Democrat Party's press release was their platform electing Joe Biden. President Biden, Vice President Harris, and Democrats are running to finish the job. Yep, the finish is off. There was one other story. Oh, here it is. Here's one of my favorite ones. DNC protest marched through Chicago streets dressed as abortion pills. I'm telling y'all, if they would show the craziness of the Democrat Party, they wouldn't get 5 votes. People protesting the Democrat National Party were seen marching through the streets Chicago addresses abortion pills. Y'all don't see the pictures of this. I don't know what abortion pill looks like. I know what a fool looks like. And a fool dressed in an abortion pill is a fool. You can't change that. Video footage posted on X showed protesters dressed in white outfits appearing to look like an abortion pill with the words M-I-F-E and M-I-S-O written on them. I guess these are some kind of medications to kill babies. Listen to this. They were shouting and marching. F-bomb the courts, F-bomb the states. F the courts, F the states. You can't make us procreate, the protesters could be heard saying. I'm not too bright. I like to learn on the go. How can somebody make you procreate if you don't have sex? There's nobody making you do that. This is what I mean. Folks, when you vote Democrat, you vote for the nuts and the cuckoos and the quacks. You know, it's amazing. Somebody made a point on Facebook. Kamala Harris was talking about investing in clean energy, electric cars, and population reduction. Her exact words. Oh, great. They planning everything. This is who they are. They're very well planned out. You know, none of this is by design. By accident. Nothing that they're doing. We don't have a media that challenges these people what they're doing. Finally, they challenged Kamala Harris on price reductions, which has destroyed every country it's been tried. Every country. See, here's the problem, folks. I saw a deal the other day. We got one shot at this. We got one shot in November. That's it. We haven't even got to the chaos yet. The chaos of them putting Trump in jail. Whatever chaos is coming. You can book. I didn't talk to too many people around in other states. If you're allowing illegals to get driver's license, you're allowing illegals to get to register to vote. If illegals are registered to vote, illegals will vote. And they're going to vote where they get paid to go vote, and that's the Democrat machine. If you think illegals aren't voting in the presidential election, you're wrong. It's a shame Kamala Harris didn't have to win nothing. She could be the president of the United States. She could be the president of the United States if Joe Biden had resigned. But anyway, the comedy hour. Actually, it's comedy to me because I'm laughing at what these people say and do. The problem is it's sad because, as several people have pointed out to me today, they're getting all this stuff done, every bit of it. Somebody said, we do not need them to procreate. So y'all all for the vasectomies, right? I never see the party. They're going to kill babies all around the center. Drive up health clinic to kill a baby. Planned Parenthood keeps getting federal money over and over again. I just wonder if we could shut that part of it down, which ought to be illegal. I think it is illegal. But they're going to be right there to kill babies. I hope they show it all, but they won't. You'll think this is the greatest. Let me give you the prediction. Kamala Harris walks off the stage. New poll shows Kamala Harris taking a big lead on Donald Trump. Trump has to catch up all the swing states for Harris now. It's coming. That was the headlines. They're going to start on Thursday night and Friday morning. I'm going to be here Friday morning. I promise you I'm going to read the overnight polls got Harris really jumping up. Prediction. Just like I predict. Don't mess with my predictions. I missed some. But who predicted in March that the summer would be hot? Right here, yours truly. Let's take a break. 844-766-6607 is the number. Take a break. Be right back. Team over at Schumacher Homes is dedicated to make sure that custom home building is within reach for everyone. They know the importance of you building that custom home, making sure you can afford it. That's what they do. Hey, how about a free no-obligation design and price meeting today? Go by and visit SchumacherHomes.com, SchumacherHomes.com, and they got a big special. You can lock in at 4.875%, 30-year fixed permanent financing rate when you finance with Schumacher Homes Mortgage part of it. And guess what? Schumacher Homes does it all. Schumacher Mortgage, Schumacher Homes, they do it all. Your custom homes at one place. Go sit down. Go see them. And I guarantee you, you're going to love the Schumacher Homes way of doing business. It's all about you at Schumacher Homes. It's all about you. SchumacherHomes.com. SchumacherHomes.com. Big special, 4.875, 30-year fixed permanent financing rate. All you got to do is check them out. Schumacher Homes, where you experience their state-of-the-art homes in person. SchumacherHomes.com. SchumacherHomes.com.
With the summer heat here, let's talk about your AC. You're looking for a reliable, locally owned company that you can trust? Call DAP Concepts AC and Heating. They have been serving all of Acadiana, the surrounding area, and the Gulf of Mexico for over 6 years. For your home or business, DAP Concepts AC and Heating has you covered, with certified technicians specializing in everything from residential to large commercial HVAC systems available 24/7. These guys are focused on providing professional quality work and ensuring customer satisfaction every step of the way. You want the professionals? You want the best? This is them. Don't miss this summer special. 0% financing or up to $3,000 off qualifying high efficiency equipment. Not only that, they will throw in a free 12-year part and labor warranty. That's right, 12 years part and labor. Wow. Don't you want to know more about them? Call them at 337-408-8202. That's 337-408-8202. Or go to the website adap-ac.com. That's adap-ac.com.
Y'all listen.
Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Graffon Show. Great to have you with us. 844-766-6607. Matthew James, Business Tax Reduction Outline. Somebody sent this to me, and I know I realize this. So when God wants to judge a nation, he gives them wicked rulers. I'm going off that statement as to being true. Yes, Obama came along, and I'm going to tell you, we had a shot, and look what we got now. And folks, if you think the Democrat Party cares about your livelihood and who you are. They care about you voting for them. Look, the Democrat Party's out there telling people how great the economy is and inflation's getting covered and look all we're doing and all the progress we made. Okay? They talk about all the investments in businesses. All that's off the Green New Deal, and it's federal money that's doing that. I don't understand. I got to tell y'all, I don't know how bright somebody is. Nobody knows your life and your situation better than you do. You just don't. Nobody does. Nobody knows my life. Nobody knows your life better than you do. So I know my situation. Somebody can't come in and tell me it's different than the life I'm living. And what I mean by that is you look at all these people that are poor and some of these inner city areas. I mean, it's just bad. And they, if somebody could come in and give you a few bucks to go vote for them, and to tell you how much better your life is now than it was under Biden-Harris. And you look at your life, and you know it's exactly opposite of what they're telling you. And you vote for them, you actually saying, I agree with you. I don't know how my life is. I mean, we all determine what kind of life we want to live. Not everybody has goals. Some people think life's just poor and a bum, and they're bummed out all the time. I just can't. Nobody can come tell me, hey, Moon, this is, you should be happy. And I'm totally miserable. Be living under something like watching inflation take away people's money to buy food and energy, which are the two most important things you need. They caused this problem on purpose. This ain't no accidental problem. They just take the money. $35 going to $50 trillion in debt. You think that's good? Chuck Schumer and Kamala Harris can tell you, oh, that's real good. How's it good? How's that good, but if you get into $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, $100,000, $1 million in debt, that's bad. This is what these people are telling these people. And a lot of people are buying into it. And that's pretty sad. Anyway, maybe we'll get to see on TV. I already saw it. DC and DNC protest is weighing abortion pill clothes. I mean, how much silly can you get? Head of global investment firm Kamala Harris, an economic illiterate, will crush economy. Scott Bessent, the founding CEO of Key Square Group, a global macro investment firm, told Breitbart, President Kamala Harris is an economic illiterate who would crash the economy if elected president. Bessent spoke at Breitbart's with a news host on Saturday. It's clear that she is an economic illiterate. She said price gouging, not gouging, and she's just reading some talking points. Yeah, Obama sends it to them. Folks, do you realize you got people in this world, in this country, that don't like us, and they want us down to our knees? No quicker way to do it than inflation. No quicker way to do it than print a lot of money and go hand it out to a bunch of people. There's just no quicker way to do it. I'm watching everybody all over the state of Louisiana taking that money, big companies, all in gas, all bragging about things like carbon capture, which is ludicrous on a big level. But they're taking that money. Somebody's going to take that money. Somebody's going to take it. Why shouldn't it be us? It's free money. That's what they tell me. Free money, man. That's free money. Hell, take it. I was also laughing. California plastic bag ban. They had a bag ban in 2014. Okay? Plastic bag ban. No more in California. California plastic bag ban produced more plastic bag waste than ever before. The 2014 ban on plastic grocery bags caused more plastic bag waste, not less, according to the Wall Street Journal. More than 2014, noting that the ban was regressive tax on consumers that would benefit large grocery chains who could charge 10 cents per bag for heavier government-approved plastic bags that were, in theory, more reusable than the thinner ones. 10 years later, the amount of plastic bag waste per California resident risen by almost 50%. All this green stuff, all the things that the government's telling, the opposite happens every time. We got to get this bag, man. We got to get these plastic bags. We got to get them banned. And then use the government-instructed bags, which were heavier and thicker, to recycle them, and it didn't work. People were still just throwing them away. Worse than it was. 50% worse on something the government promised they could deliver on, and they didn't deliver again. Oh, man, I was reading all, and Kamala Harris and them are so much into the green stuff, but everything I read about that is getting worse. A couple quick headlines. Offshore wind power faces funding and technical challenges despite federal support. Ain't going nowhere. People are running out of money. They can't build this. Nobody wants to invest in this crap. Carbon removal firms have one very big backer. That's the problem. Microsoft. Nobody else is backing this crap, man. Do carbon credits actually help the environment or just ease corporate guilt? There's no corporate guilt out there. The corporations are looking at the bottom line and the money coming in. They're being forced to do this. A lot of people now saying carbon credits actually do worse. By the way, climate change activists urge Attorney General to prosecute fossil fuel industry. How stupid is that? I mean, it's just stupid. Heat pumps could bring the German economy to its knees. I mean, every story. Read them all. Yet every day they push that stuff down our throat every day. That was one other one that I had. Oh, here's my favorite one. Carbon capture could yet be the unsung hero of the green economy. Oh, my God. Britain had made a dog's dinner of this grand ambition for carbon capture. $20 billion national plan was supposed to anchor the country's energy policy, making all else possible in a rush toward clean power and clean energy. As matters stands, no final investment decision has been made on any project. They ain't got no money to do stupid stuff. This is stupid. New Jersey terminates ocean wind project because of environmental concerns. It's all a lie. Every bit of it. 100% lie. 100% scam. We need to stop the scam. Let's don't go broke on a scam. What a scam. Liz Murrow, big victory in the Supreme Court last week with the Biden administration. I'll get to that in a few minutes. And also, Cable came out with their report on where the state's headed. It's more to do with Bill Edwards than it does Governor Landry. But sooner or later, Governor Landry and her legislature are going to have to make sure they bow up and change the state. All that and more, don't go anywhere. And by the way, grid down, power up, David Tice. You don't want to miss this at 10:30. Talking about our power grids in the country. Don't miss that. We'll take a break. Be right back.
Hello, Acadiana.
News Talk 96.5, KPEL, Brobridge, Lafayette, a Town Square media station, broadcasting from the Matthew James Tax Pro Studio.
It's not the convention Democrats originally planned. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The revamped one starts today.
Before July 21st, this convention was all about electing President Biden to a second term.
Well, that's when he stopped running for re-election. And tonight, he'll address the convention.
President Biden is expected to warn of a threat to democracy posed by former President Trump and why his partner, Vice President Kamala Harris, should be the next president. Harris won't formally accept the nomination until Thursday night, but she is expected to be in the United Center this evening for the president's address. First Lady Jill Biden and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton also rallied delegates on this opening night.
Fox's Jared Halpern in Chicago. To counter the Democrats, the Trump campaign will hit battleground states.
The former president will appear in York, Pennsylvania today for an event focusing on the economy and U.S. energy policy. Tomorrow, he is in Michigan to talk crime and safety. On Wednesday, he'll appear with his running mate, Ohio Senator J.D. Vance in North Carolina. Thursday and Friday, he holds events on border security in both Arizona and Nevada.
Fox's Evan Brown. Before the president's convention speech, House Republicans early this morning released a report on their Biden impeachment inquiry, alleging when he was vice president,
he abused his office and, quote, defrauded the United States to enrich his family. Republicans revealed that since 2014, the Biden family and its associates received more than $27 million from foreign individuals and entities.
Fox's Brooke Simeon. Democrats call the impeachment inquiry a sham. A TV legend has died.
Dubbed the king of daytime talk, Phil Donahue, who created and hosted The Phil Donahue Show, died on Sunday. In a statement, his family said he passed away at his home, surrounded by family, including his wife of 44 years, Marlo Thomas, as well as his sister, children, grandchildren, and his beloved golden retriever, Charlie.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Phil Donahue was 80, 81, 20 Emmy Awards with his groundbreaking show. America's listening to Fox News.
NYPD officer Jonathan Diller's tragic story made national headlines this year. Now, Jonathan was shot and killed by a career criminal during a traffic stop. Jonathan, who is just 31 years old, leaves behind his wife, Stephanie, and one-year-old son, Ryan. Now, nothing will ever replace the loss of a husband and a father, but the Tunnel to Towers Foundation was able to pay off the mortgage on the Diller family's home. Please commit to $11 a month. Go to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
Small business owners, we know finishing your to-do list can feel like climbing a mountain, but that mountain is also covered in banana peels. Then when something new gets added to your list, you're like, nope, I'm already climbing this huge, super slippery banana peel mountain of a to-do list. At Progressive, we don't want to make your day any harder. That's why we make it easy to manage your policy on our mobile app. So climbing that banana peel mountain feels more like a leisurely stroll. See if you can save on commercial auto insurance in as little as 7 minutes at progressivecommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage subject.
Court-appointed special advocates, or CASA, are specially trained volunteers that help secure safe homes for abused and neglected children. Don't let these innocent victims slip through the cracks of our complicated legal system. Get involved today. Call CASA at 268-5111. This nonprofit organization moment brought to you by News Talk 96.5 KPEL.
Faith House has been Acadiana's safe haven since 1981 for victims suffering from violent or aggressive behavior in the home. This includes physical, emotional, financial, or sexual violence. We provide shelter, safety, advocacy, and resources to survivors and their children to empower them to break the cycle of abuse. Domestic violence affects 1 in 3 women and 1 in 4 men in their lifetime. In 2016, Faith House opened the Family Justice Center located downtown Lafayette, which houses law enforcement, prosecutors, civil legal services, and advocates under one roof to expedite the response time to domestic violence and reduce homicide rates. If you or someone you know is in need of assistance, please call our crisis line at 888-411-1333 to speak to an advocate. If you would like to support our mission, find us on Facebook under Faith House Acadiana or our website, faithhouseacadiana.com. On behalf of the survivors and children we serve, thank you for 39 years of care for those hurting in our community.
Every day at 5 p.m. right here on News Talk 96.5 KPEL, it's me, Joe Cunningham, with The Joe Cunningham Show, offering you news, analysis, and commentary you're not going to get anywhere else. The big news stories of the day, and even some of the headlines you may not be aware of. It's your local, state, and national news coverage from a local perspective right here every day, News Talk 96.5 KPEL. Check us out, The Joe Cunningham Show, every day at 5 p.m.
The views expressed in the following show are those of the hosts or hosts only. They do not represent News Talk 96.5 KPEL or Town Square Media.
Welcome back, Moon Griffon Show. Great to be with you today on a beautiful Monday. Got a whole week to get it right. The Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Headline, if you'd like to be a hotline, if you'd like to be part of the program, it's your opportunity to be a voice. Now, before we get to what I want to get to, congratulations to Attorney General Liz Murrell. Supreme Court rejected Biden's administration on trans student rule, Louisiana-led challenge. Divided U.S. Supreme Court on Friday refused to bolster the Biden administration's ability to extend school discrimination protection to transgender students nationwide, drawing praise from Louisiana Attorney General. It's really not what it did. It stopped the Biden administration from destroying women. That's what it did. This is typical media, though. I wonder if this was the devil's advocate. Oh, yeah, devil's advocate. Ability to extend school discrimination protection to transgender students. It's not what it did. It's not what it did. But that devil's advocate don't want to get it right. The judge left in force two lower court orders that are temporary blocking new education department rules in 10 states. Regulation took effect August 1st. This is a great ruling. Neil Gorsuch ruled with the left. High court action comes as part of a multifaceted legal fight around the U.S. over the rules. Critics were focused on provisions that would let students use bathroom locker rooms aligned with their gender identities. No, it ought to be aligned with your gender body part that you have on you. So this is a great ruling. Liz led the charge to Louisiana, and thank God. I mean, you just talk to the average person, even the people that vote Democrat thinks it's stupid. It's stupid for them to vote Democrat too, but this is just, this is sick. This is silly. You know, it's amazing. We got God on our side. We got science on our side. They still want to go against science and God. That's where we are in the United States of America today. And it's a shame. It's ruling right here. But as old Neil Gorsuch, which is, I think, is a George W. Bush appointee. They call him conservative. He's not conservative. Along with a second chance that state says would open teachers to punish for not using students' preferred pronouns. So you got to look at a guy and call it a her. I'm glad Liz got in this fight. I mean, I'm glad he got in the fight. This was a big win for everybody. I mean, this is the kind of silly stuff that goes on and on and on again. And everybody knows what's going on. Cable is out with the indicating measure states trending down year to year. Our state is called Louisiana Factbook. You can go to cable.org and find this report that they put out, Council of Better Louisiana. 36 indicators on the measure of state. Barry Irwin says, well, there are certainly bright spots within the list of indicators. The general message is that we are not seeing the progress we need. Now, folks, this is based off the last 8 years. When you think about it, under Bel Edwards, Landry never been there for what? This is the, what, 8th month? This is all based off 8 years of Bel Edwards. Everybody, when they run into Bell, would you tell him I said hi and tell him, please, please don't ever run for governor again. He destroyed us. He hurt us so bad, and he hurt us. If your economic engine is not running right, you're in trouble. They didn't even concentrate on it. When you concentrate on federal money, a broke country, you ain't too bright. And it may take a while to see it, but Bell's policies have done us. But we see it throughout migration. Barry Irwin says we should be moving up or at least holding our ground on all these indicators. But the fact that we are going in the wrong direction on nearly a half of them, 36 of them, should be a wake-up call for all of us. Hey, Barry boy, I've been hollering from the boondocks for many, many years. When they put old Bel Edwards in there, got it backed in twice. He didn't win it backed in twice. I've been hollering this. Nobody listens to the dummy on the radio. Man's tooting his own horn. No, I'm not. It just proves when somebody will sit here and be honest from the microphone. That's all been honest. Nothing to do with tooting anybody's horn. Honesty is still the best policy. I don't care what people teach you now. And I'm being honest. You don't change anything, nothing changes. 8 years of bail caused us hell. 8 years of bail caused us hell. The guy had no vision for the state. Medicaid expansion, raising taxes, and how much federal money can we bring? That was it. I told y'all this. Now we got, I'm tired of people. Look, I don't know. I know Barry. I met him a couple of times, and he's a really nice guy. Okay, but I don't really know him. But I don't, and I don't, here's the thing, I don't have to read the report to know where we are. You tell a good old boy network in this state, they, Lau, we're doing great, we're doing great. Really? Really? Well, when are you, I would love for one of these slick talking politicians to come tell me how great we're doing. I ran into a trial lawyer in his room one time and we got after it. He said, we should be moving up, at least holding our ground on some of these indicators, on all of these indicators. The fact that we're going in the wrong direction on nearly half of them should be a wake-up call. This is particularly true since Louisiana already ranks low compared to other states on many of these items, including the large number of the ones where the state saw declines. Folks, when are we going to change it? Can everybody acknowledge now that Bel Edwards failed this state? That dude failed this state. He hurt this state. This is no reflection on Landry and them. Their day's coming. Number one, year number one is about to wrap up. We'll take a look at it after year two and three. Sooner or later, you've been there 3 or 4 years. It's just, folks, every time somebody comes along after the fact, part of me goes, say, I told you, and the other part goes, why don't we, instead of writing about stuff, why don't we write about the things we need to do and then go out there and enforce them? On the economy, he got it in red, population growth, net domestic migration, employment, median household income, business tax climate. You know, the only thing they got in the economy that's doing better, holding its own, poverty rate, child poverty rate, and SNAP recipients, all related to government. During Cabo's tracking, Louisiana has made progress on 5 of the 10 indicators measuring outcomes in education and the workforce. Let me see if there's anything else. Percentage of economically disadvantaged students in grade 3 through 8. Anyway, that's on education. There have been some positive things. A lot of it, like I said, I go back to our superintendent. Say, on a broader barometer in the state's economic well-being show concerning trends. Population loss and out-migration are continuing problems. No! Bel Air was fixed. That old Bel had a plan. He fixed all that, I thought. You mean to tell me when Blank Page Cortez and Shakedown Shake Snyder were in there and John Ilario was in there, nothing changed? Big John was in there all that time except for the last 4 years. I wonder why John Ilario didn't fix nothing. But I keep him, oh, I'm moving John, boy, he knew how to handle. He's a great leader. Really? Leading where? I'm the only one I ever got on that guy. That's I'm it. I mean, yeah, I'm just reading what other people are writing now. Folks, I knew all this. I've been explaining this for a long time. Our migration and population loss is a real problem because we don't fix anything. But boy, government, we make sure government has everything. We got to make sure the state government, the local government, you better have it. We got to have plenty of money. Money, 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 money. Good old boy network, plenty of money. Why, everybody leaves. Trial lawyers, you think trial lawyers give a damn about people leaving with the money they make? He says employment growth has been almost, listen to this now. This is Cable. Employment growth has been almost non-existent over the last decade. Who's been the governor for the last 8 years, which is almost a decade? Under Bell. Bell boy. What did Bell do? Nothing. But I tell you what. Bell boy is making a lot of money because of the Green New Deal now. And while employment ticked up 0.5% over the last year, it's far less than what we've seen in almost every southern state, well behind the U.S. growth rate of 1.7%. After recent improvement, Louisiana fell in the tax foundation rankings and state business tax climate. At the same time, Louisiana continues to fare poorly in most measures of health. Oh, no. Health. We got Medicaid expansion, baby. Bell brought in Medicaid expansion. How can it be worse when Bel Air was expanding Medicaid? Bel Air was survived. I'm telling y'all, worst governor we ever had. The guy did nothing. He was a joke. And he wanted to cut penises off of 10-year-olds. By the way, don't get mad at me. That's what he wanted. All right, like I said, we got to take a break, come back and wrap this up. And, of course, my special guest, 10:30, David Tice. You don't want to miss it. Grid down, power up. You got to listen to what's going on. We'll take a break. Be back. You're listening to the Moon Griffon Show.
As Louisiana's only fiberglass manufacturer and fabricator, SeaSafe Fiberglass Grating and Structural Systems has provided corrosion-resistant products to the Gulf Coast for over 45 years. Our fiberglass grating, cable trays, and structural shapes are ideal to replace corroded, rotting building products and can be custom fabricated by the best fiberglass craftsmen in the world, right here in Lafayette. Contact SeaSafe or visit our website at seasafe.com. That's S-E-A, like the ocean, S-A-F-E.com.
This is Moon Griffon. The sun has never raised its rates, but your local energy company sure has. Solar Louisiana can install residential home solar systems with huge battery storage, or they can add batteries to your existing system. If there's an outage, you are sitting pretty with all the electricity you need. Imagine electric bills so low, you can pay it with pocket change you find in your couch. Solar Louisiana has the experience you need to make the right decision. Online at solarlouisiana.net. Your energy independence company, Solar Louisiana. When you think about how you'll spend your money in retirement, what comes to mind? Probably travel, sunny beaches, and spoiling your grandchildren. But a recent survey found that over 30% of every dollar a retiree spends goes to taxes. Baby boomers were told for years to save money in their IRAs and 401ks and pay taxes later. Well, now that day has arrived, and boomers are shocked to see a third of their money going back to Uncle Sam. John Blanchard and the Matthew James Financial Group can help. What if you could protect all or most of your retirement wealth from future tax rate increases? Achieve a zero or near zero effective tax rate for most of your retirement years. Find out more. 337-366-8366. Isn't it time you got a second opinion on your wealth and retirement outlook? Learn how you could potentially kick the IRS out of your IRA. 337-366-8366 and online at MatthewJames.com.
Why do the national tax...
Hi, hello, welcome back. Matthew James, Business Tax Reduction Hotline. Great to have you with us. 844-766-6607. You can email me always, moon@moongriffon.com. So, Cable out with their report. I'd like to see what people got to say. It's amazing how they line up with me, the guy that they, I got to be a negative. Negative bone in my body. Now, if you say I'm being honest, I am. You should have saw the report, health and well-being, life expectancy, low birth weight babies, infant mortality, obesity, food insecurity, all in the negatives. Okay? Now, I look at all that. I look at Medicaid was supposed to fix a lot of that, weren't it? Was it not supposed to fix it? Is that not why we got Medicaid? According to Bill Evans, that was the first thing he did. When he left office, he said the most important thing he was more proud of was Medicaid expansion. Well, what did it do? How come it didn't jump? We didn't jump up in anything on the Bill Evans. If anything, we went further down if you could do a certain thing. I told y'all, we're going to write his legacy, not him. According to Barry, at the same time, Louisiana continues to fare poorly in most measures of health and overall well-being, but state's violent crime rate, prison recidivism rates both showed improvement. While you could characterize this year's results as only slightly lower than last year's results, you can't ignore the fact that we need to be moving up. We're moving on up. Let's move on up. You're not going to move up when you got a Bill Edwards, a woke guy, running your state. You're not. Have our universities gotten better? Poor people getting better? Poor people starting to get out there and make a living? Poor people start. It would be better to show us what we did to have less poor people, not more. We got more. Bell made sure that with Medicaid expansion. Barry Irvin says, we have created a sense of urgency and developed new policies around things like education. We're seeing some progress, but we need the same thing in other areas, particularly addressing our chronic loss of population, creating more jobs, and fixing our uncompetitive tax structure. See, Barry, I was right again. When you take steps in the right direction, you don't move at all. You realize if you take a step in the right direction, which a lot of you people love to hear them say, and somebody else has took 20 steps in the right direction, And every time you take a step, everybody takes 20. You know you never catch up with them. I'm not too bright, but I got to tell you, the dynamics of me taking a step, somebody else taking 20, and I'm going to catch them, is stupidity at the highest level. And that's what we have here. Huey Long, John Alario model. The Bill Edwards model. I'm just telling you, if you don't fix anything, you're not going to correct anything. Anyway, you can go check it out. It's the Cable's website, Louisiana Fact Book, Facts for the Future. Barry, I wrote your article for you. You're just about 30 years behind me. If y'all think everything's good because state government has all the money and state government and local governments go get their money and everybody's running around getting their money, you're wrong. I mean, somebody else made it, but what's Cable solution? Good point. What change is needed, Barry? We've tried to address them here over and over again. I mean, over and over again, we've had people on here. We've talked about what we need to do, what we need to focus on, what we need to concentrate on. I don't see nothing Cable's saying to do. Let me tell you what Cable, I'll tell you what Cable and him have said, and Paul and the rest of them. Okay? Tell you exactly what they said. We need to address more money in education, more money in health care, more money in our universities. This will change it. No, it won't. If you don't have a good business policy, and you're not out there recruiting businesses and trying to get the business community to grow. More money in education, more money in health care, more money in infrastructure. That's all I hear. What? Government. We had the government try. Didn't work. We had our state where government's God. Don't work. We have it. We're set up where everybody got to run the state government. Doesn't work. Don't y'all think it's time to try something new? We go to have a constitutional convention to get some of this stuff undedicated. That don't work because the system eats itself. Tell y'all what, folks. Bill Edwards, 8 years was a joke. Bill Edwards, is, let me say it again, 8 years was a joke. Was a joke. And the trial lawyers supported Bill Boy over and over and over again. Because they still making a killing. It's just the other 4.234 million people that ain't. All right, when we get back, don't go nowhere, Mr. Tice. This is really going to be good. With 5 locations, I always make it a point to visit Superior Grill. I love the food there. It's authentic Mexican food with a Louisiana twist. That menu has all your favorites. Nachos, quesadillas, enchiladas, tacos, fajitas, hand-cut steaks, and the best margaritas in the state. You go to Superior for lunch or dinner, and folks, you're going to thank me for it. My lovely bride and I eat at Superior Grill every chance we get. They're on Line Avenue in Shreveport, Government Street, and Holland Road in Baton Rouge, and they're on St. Charles Avenue in New Orleans. But look, their new location in Lafayette is now open. Lafayette, you've been clamoring for it, and now they are open on Collie Saloon. I want to see Superior Grill packed with folks from Acadiana. The best Mexican food with a Louisiana twist is found at Superior Grill. Shreveport, Baton Rouge, and New Orleans, and now Acadiana on Collie Saloon in Lafayette. This is Moon Griffon. I will see you at Superior Grill. With the summer heat here, let's talk about your AC. You're looking for a reliable, locally owned company that you can trust? Call DAP Concepts AC and Heating. They have been serving all of Acadiana, the surrounding area, and the Gulf of Mexico for over 6 years. For your home or business, DAP Concepts AC and Heating has you covered. With certified technicians specializing in everything from residential to large commercial HVAC systems available 24/7, these guys are focused on providing professional quality work and ensuring customer satisfaction
protection every step of the way. You want the professionals? You want the best? This is them. Don't miss this summer special. 0% financing, up to $3,000 off qualifying high-efficiency equipment. Not only that, they will throw in a free 12-year part and labor warranty. That's right, 12 years part and labor. Wow. Don't you want to know more about them? Call them at 337-408-8202. That's 337-408-8202. Or go to the website, adap-ac.com. That's adap-ac.com.
Acadia, do I have some...
I asked what kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
This hour brought to you by the Matthew James Tax Pros. Find them online at MatthewJamesTaxPros.com.
Hey, y'all, welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. Great to have you with us. Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. Go to the phone lines. Mr. David Tice joins us. Grid down, power up. David, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Moon. Thanks. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing super, man. Thanks for spending a few minutes with us this morning.
Glad to be with you.
Give us
an
a
honor
little,
to be on your show.
Well, thank you, sir. Give us a little background of yourself and also about this documentary. I call it a movie most of the time, but I think it's more of a documentary. Grid Down, Power Up.
Well, so it's an hour and 5 minute documentary. My background is I'm an older guy. I'm in my third career. I've produced and directed this documentary because I realized I was a NASA grandfather. My grandkids were 4, 3, 2, 1. Houston, we have a problem. We have a problem if we do not protect better our critical civilian infrastructure, because I've lived a long life, but I want my grandkids to also live a long, happy, productive life. And if we don't better protect our utility substations, our generation, and our transmission, we could lose as many as 250 million lives in America. And that sounds like hyperbole, but it is true. Our documentary lays out that case, and there are solutions available. Our military protects our command control centers and our missile systems, but they have left our citizens vulnerable, and it's a travesty, and it's treasonous, frankly. And we need to tell our legislators, our regulators, members of board of directors, that we've got to do something about this.
Yeah. What? First of all, on coming up with the documentary and to go get proof and all that. How did that work out for you? Were you able to get to everything you wanted to get to? Because your assessment on this is pretty good on what to be concerned about.
Well, I'm very proud of the result. The documentary has achieved 15 awards. We've actually shown it on Capitol Hill at the Congressional Visitor Center. We've shown it to the Republican State Convention. We've shown it to the Texas Legislature. And so we have 4-star generals where we have quotes. And therefore, we have Ted Koppel. We have a former director of the CIA all laying out the risk, you know, with a great deal of logic and impeccable evidence that this is a true risk.
Yeah. What, how are they going to protect the grids? I mean, do you not have protections on our grids at all? Because I looked at the little trail I saw where you could knock down about 20 areas and you would hurt a lot of people. Because let's be honest, if we don't have electricity, then we can't eat and do the things you need to do to live.
Exactly. Well, there are some protections for the most critical substations. But frankly, there's been what's called regulatory capture, which means that the industry providing electric power has been captured. Those regulators have been captured by the industry, and the industry does not want to be told what to do, and therefore they have not protected themselves as well as they should have. And that's why we need to rise up. There's a movie out there called Network, you know, that came out in the 70s, and it had broadcaster Howard Beale, and he said, "We're mad as hell, we're not going to take it anymore." And I'm trying to create a movement of citizens. Once they watch this movie and they realize how vulnerable we are and how risky this is, and when there are solutions available that are not being deployed, they're going to get pissed off.
Yeah, yeah. It's only an hour. How can people watch it?
They can watch it free on YouTube. So just look up Grid Down, Power Up. It's narrated by famous actor Dennis Quaid, mm-hmm. that everybody loves. And we have a website, griddownpowerup.com, where we have a facility whereby you can write emails and make phone calls to your regulators, legislators, members of your board of directors, so your local public utilities.
Yeah, when you put together a documentation like this, what's the feedback been like?
Feedback's been very, very good. The feedback has been, we're surprised, and essentially the viewer goes through a range of emotions. And first it's surprise, and then it's almost disbelief. And as they get further into it, then they're scared, and then they are outraged. And then sometimes they're a little bit disconsolate, where they can't believe, you know, we are where we are. And then you feel a little bit hopeless. And then towards the end, hopefully you are encouraged and feeling patriotic and realize that we can do something about this. And hopefully you are energized and you feel some fire in the belly where you want to fix this.
David Tice, documentary Grid Down, Power Up. Okay, so you're getting a great response from the average citizen. What about from the politicos, people that are in powerful positions? Have you gotten any feedback from people like that?
Yes. So there are we ended up from the Republican State Convention of Texas. They met in San Antonio a couple months ago, and grid security was voted the number 6 legislative priority for the next session. So there's an understanding that we need to do more. And so that's encouraging.
Yeah. So, but when you do a movement like this, how long do you think something like that will, I mean, it seems like to me what you're talking about ought to be easy for our, quote, government to do something right by protecting it.
So, actually, Moon, Donald Trump passed an executive order back in 2019 to protect our grid. It was codified into law in 2020 in the National Defense Authorization Act. And then, unfortunately, there's been bureaucratic ineptitude, and there has been essentially obstruction at the agency level, both at Department of Energy and Department of Homeland Security. And therefore, we need to break down doors and overcome this bureaucratic ineptitude.
Yeah, but I mean, they are the ones that eventually have to make the plans to protect it. They're the ones that've got to do it, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. So, and I'm sure everything costs money and things of that nature, but is a security based on just us protecting physical protection at these plants, or is it something more?
Well, our film talks about 4 threat vectors. Okay. One is a physical attack. The second one is a cyber attack.
Okay.
The third is a electromagnetic pulse attack, which is an EMP. And the fourth is a geomagnetic disturbance or a massive solar flare. And so the physical attack vector can be protected utilizing robotic dogs and drones and sensors, as well as,
but let me ask you a question, wall. David. You don't think any of that's being done now? I'm just asking. I don't know. I mean, I'm going by what you're saying. Is none of that being done right now?
There are a few substations, that are the most critical nodes where some of that is being done. But if you drive around your neighborhoods and you see these massive transformers, most of the time they're behind chain link fences. Mm-hmm. And we spend $13 billion a year for TSA to protect our airports and our planes from terrorists getting on the planes. Frankly, these substations and these generation facilities are even more important, because there you're talking about knocking out power and killing hundreds of millions of individuals.
Yep. No doubt about it. Well, look, tell people before I let you go how to watch the documentary, because I think people need to see it. I saw parts of it, but I like to watch it myself.
So, again, it's griddownpowerup.com. You can follow the links and get directly to the movie, or you can go to YouTube and search on Grid Down Power Up. And then please tell your friends.
All right. Thank you, sir. God bless, and I appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. Bye.
Griffon, talking about another great Louisiana company, Hudco Roofing. Louisiana has some pretty crazy weather at times. Torrential rains, gusty winds, especially up north. Hail, and of course, hurricanes. You got to remember, your roof protects everything. You and your family and most of your possessions. And that's where Hudco Roofing comes in. These folks aren't just your average roofers. They're the number one roofing company in the state. Whether you need a repair or a brand new roof, Hudco Roofing has you covered. Hudco is a CertainTeed Select Shingle Master and takes every roof all the way down to the decking to make sure there's no hidden damages. Hudco Roofing is also a state certified installer of the Fortified Roofing System. And that's a big deal, especially during hurricane season. Hudco specializes in residential and commercial roofing systems and coatings. Anywhere in Louisiana, you can get a free roof inspection and quote from Hudco Roofing. So go to HudcoRoofing.com. This is Moon Griffon. I trust Hudco Roofing of Louisiana, and so can you.
Louisiana is unique. The food, the festivals, even the bugs. It's termite season. Did you know termites are responsible for over $1 billion worth of damage in Louisiana alone? For over 60 years, J&J Exterminating has been shielding homes and businesses. 100% guaranteed against termites, pests, and mosquitoes. Louisiana owned, customer focused. J&J Exterminating.
Call him today, make the pests go away. J&J Exterminating.
Get the shield.
Yeah.
Line One is a business telecom provider. Line One specializes in cloud-based communication with superior customer service. If you're frustrated with phone bills you can't understand, endless hold time to customer support, and phone system that is not meeting your needs, then you need to go to Line.One and schedule a free consultation to advance your business phone system. Line One, technology with a human touch. Go to Line.One and tell them Moon sent you. Again, that is Line.One.
Everywhere you'd like.
Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. Great to have you with us. 844-766-6607 is the number. If you'd like to be part of the program, your opportunity to be a voice, it is always a Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. Yeah, I was up. I talked about Liz Morrell's big win at the Supreme Court, and it was a big win for not only us, for 10 other states. Joe Biden and telling people that boys got to go in girls' bathrooms, and it's sick to know that we fighting that kind of stuff. This guy, David Tice, you get a chance to go look at it, Grid Down, Power Up. It just opens your eyes to some things that would affect everybody if they would have hit places like that. You know, with all these illegals that Biden, Obama, and Harris and all of them have let across this border. You know, the border czar hadn't stopped anything. We do not even know who's in this country. We don't know how bad they are. We don't know who's in here strategically. If you think we've had 15, 20 million people come across the border and some of them strategically are not here, you're fooling yourself. That's what happens when you have no leadership. That's what happens when you have if that kind of leadership. So, I'm just telling you that's what's going on. Let's jump gears real quick. Got a gentleman on here with the Heritage Foundation. His name is Simon Hankinson. Mr. Hankinson, how you doing?
I'm doing very well, sir. How are you?
Pretty good. Sorry about that on the double book. But your story is interesting. You wrote a piece on the New Jersey town prioritizes protecting illegal aliens from ICE over public safety. I find your article just kind of makes you want to throw up when you read stuff like this. What's going on?
Yeah, unfortunately, this kind of thing happens all the time. This particular story just struck me because it's the town that I grew up in, and you know, I used to advertise in the paper that reported on it. But Immigration Customs Enforcement was going to try to pick up a couple guys who were wanted on outstanding warrants for, I think, drunk driving, assault, various things, who were also in the country illegally. They were very careful about making sure who these guys were, you know, knowing where they lived, and they were trying not to make any more waves than they have to, because obviously these days, you know, ICE is doing their job kind of under a lot of pressure from the Biden administration.
Mm-hmm.
And they managed to get one of the guys, but the other guy got away, partly because local people got in the way of the ICE officers and stopped them from doing their jobs.
Wow.
And then, yeah.
Wow.
And I guess what's even more shocking to me was how the mayor reacted and how the congresswoman from that part of New Jersey reacted. Instead of saying, you know, hey, look, this is a tough job. You got to let them do it. Nobody likes, you know, watching people get arrested, but these are wanted. These guys are wanted for crimes. And if they were anybody else, if they were legal citizens or anybody else, then you'd want them off the streets. But instead they said, you know, that we don't want ICE here. We don't want them doing their job. And this is disgraceful. And it's, you know, persecution of Latinx residents. And it just struck me as that they were protecting the wrong community.
Yeah, Simon Hankelson is a senior research fellow with the Border Security and Immigration Center at the Heritage Foundation. Mr. Hankelson, we got such a problem at the border. I guess going back in your hometown, everybody likes to go home. You know, see what's changed, what's new, running old friends, maybe family members. But when you went in there and saw that kind of change, I'm sure that did open your eyes.
Well, I mean, I got to be honest. You know, at Princeton, New Jersey has always been pretty left of center, at least in my lifetime, since the 70s. And you would expect them to elect across the board Democrats to local office, and that's true of the state of New Jersey, too. But, you know, there used to be at least an agreement among Republicans and Democrats that we enforced the laws, criminal laws, immigration law. We can argue about changing them. Democrats usually want to let more immigrants in and make it easier, and they tend to not want to put people behind bars for committing, you know, crimes, shoplifting, and so forth. But at least if the laws are on the books, if Congress passed them, then they felt that it was their job to make sure that they were enforced. And that seems to have gone out the window, and that's what I find harder to accept.
Yeah, and I agree with that. I told people the other day, I said, if I see a liberal, I'll kiss them, because liberals, what we call liberal today, ain't what they were back then. Back then, you might have disagreements, but like you said, you at least agree on the law. They had a lot of agreement, things you agreed upon. Now, it's just Looney Tune left. So I saw a friend of mine who's a liberal, and when she said, you know, I'm a liberal, I kissed on the cheek in front of her husband, and I'm glad he didn't hit me. I said, if I saw a liberal, this is the old liberal guard, Okay, not like, and she told me before, it's not like it is now. And I kissed her. I said, you know, we might disagree, but we didn't disagree like we do now.
I'll tell you, if Bill Clinton were to run for office again on the same platform that he ran in 1992, he'd be considered a hard right, you know, ultra MAGA Republican.
Sure he would.
And if you look at the Harris-Waltz platform, or you look at what's out there of it, it is the most far left platform that we've ever seen since World War II. You know, since Eugene Debs and actual communists were winning at least a few votes. So the whole, you know, field has just completely changed.
Yeah, it's no doubt about it. I mean, I always look at Obama, Biden, Harris as all the same type. This new Democrat, which is progressive, but it's Marxist. I mean, fundamentally transforming the United States of America, Mr. Hankinson. What were you on transforming from what, a free country to what? And those are the problem. But going back to the illegal immigration, I mean, you ever notice in the papers they always talk about migrants? They don't call them illegal. And I have no problem with somebody coming over here illegal. I understand, sir. There's a proper way to do it and good for them. But there's an improper way to do it. And we got so many problems now. And I think one of the things you touched upon in the article that you just said, we're prosecuting our citizens harder than we prosecuting illegals.
Yeah, I mean, there should not be any distinction when it comes to criminal justice anyway. Between anybody, you know, I don't care what color you are, how tall you are, whether you're a man or a woman, murder's murder, rape sure, is rape, sure. You know, crime is crime. And what they're essentially doing with these sanctuary states and these selective prosecutions is that they're saying that illegal immigrants are a separate category that's going to get an easier path, that we're going to make less of an effort to put them behind bars because if they're prosecuted for a crime, it might make their immigration situation more complicated. And I would argue, I don't really care. That's a separate thing. Let's try them and arrest them and treat them like anybody else for the crimes they commit, and then let their immigration situation be handled by those courts. It's a completely different system.
But if you are illegal, I mean, let me ask you a question. If you're legal, how can you have – you can't have the same rights as an American citizen. Can you?
No, you don't. I mean, after, you know, you have the same rights to be tried for the crime that you committed, you know, if you're a drunk driver. But after that, you also have to answer for the immigration crimes that you committed, you know. But I'm just saying they're two separate processes, and we ought to be able to agree that if these two guys from Guatemala were wanted on for assault or for drunk driving, for being a danger to the community, then the community ought to agree that they ought to be picked up and treated like any American citizen, or at least no better than any American citizen or legal immigrant, and then go on to face the music for the immigration situation.
Mr. Hankinson, I got to let you go, but I'm going to make you a deal because I got my wires crossed. I want to bring you back as soon as I can and talk a little bit more about this. So thank you for your patience. God bless, and I appreciate you.
I'd be more than happy to come back. Thanks so much.
We'll get you back. Thank you, sir. Simon Hankinson, of course. Heritage Foundation. All right, take a break. We got another hour to go. MoonGriffon.com. Listen live.
For the absolute best in local Cajun food, check out Prejean's in their two locations in Carancro and Broussard today.